USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Pete Buttigieg has suspended his campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination just one day after a disappointing finish in the South Carolina primary. Buttigieg saying dropping out now is the best way to unify Americans and get Donald Trump out of the White House in November.
I will no longer seek to be the 2020 Democratic nominee for president, but I will do everything in my power to ensure that we have a new Democratic president come January.
Voters in 14 states will be casting their votes tomorrow, which is Super Tuesday. Health officials in the Seattle, Washington area confirming the nation's second death from coronavirus. They say a man in his 70s who was hospitalized for it has died. A Seattle area man died of the coronavirus on Saturday as well. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo touting a new deal with the Taliban that could finally bring peace to Afghanistan and end America's longest war.
American blood and treasure have been expended in this place for an awfully long time. We went there after 9/11. No one still feels the anger of that day any more than I do. But it was time, and the Taliban knew it was time.
Pompeo speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, stressing that it's about accountability, not just trust, adding that nobody's under any illusion that the path forward will be easy in Afghanistan. South Korea's reporting North Korea fired two what it calls unidentified projectiles into the Sea of Japan earlier today. They traveled about 150 miles out and 22 miles high. South Korea's military saying the launch is likely part of a combined military drill. If it was a missile test, it would be North Korea's first of the year 2020. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
An incident involving one of the Democratic candidates over the weekend draws a tweet from President Trump. Here's the story from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump on Twitter going after former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg. He tweets, "The black community brilliantly turned their backs on Mini Mike because they know he is a pandering phony who never did right by them." This tweet in reference to an incident in Selma, Alabama, where a group of black men and women face the back of the room as candidate Bloomberg speaks at Brown Chapel during this Selma to Montgomery March event on Sunday.
Something that's been part of Tulane University's campus for decades has been put in storage. They took away the Tulane University Victory Bell after the New Orleans University learned of its connection to slavery. The bell has been used for years to celebrate the school's basketball victories, but now the school has learned that it was used on a slave plantation to direct the movements of enslaved Africans. So again, it's been picked up off the campus and put away. Long-running daytime TV show Judge Judy will be adjourning court for good after 25 seasons. In an interview that will air today on Ellen, Judy Shilin says the 2020-2021 season will be her last. She's moving on to a new show titled Judy Justice. No details on that released just yet. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.